Committee, come to order, please. This is the April 13th meeting. It's 5:04, and thank you all for being here. Tammy, would you call the roll, please?
Senator Meyer.
Here.
Senator Coghill.
Here.
Senator Hoffman. Senator Huggins.
Here.
Senator McKinnon.
Here.
Senator Michicki. Senator McGuire. Representative Chenault.
Present.
Representative Hawker. Representative Johnson.
Here.
Representative Keto.
Here.
Representative Millett.
Here.
Representative Newman.
Here.
Representative Thompson.
Here.
Vice Chair Heron.
Here.
Chair Stevens.
Here.
12 members present.
Senator Hoffman. Thank you all for being here. This is a follow-up meeting after we've had a couple of executive sessions. The conference committee, I think, very wisely members said that they would like to have a firm legislative council recommendation. I just want to be fair that we do that as a legislative council, make our position as clear as possible in this matter. As you all know, we're facing enormous financial problems, budget reductions this year, quite likely next year as well. We realize the legislature must reduce its costs of doing business as well as all the other agencies and departments that have been reduced. That's why we're carefully considering the Anchorage office building lease, just a matter of cost reduction during a time of quite serious financial stress. The motion that will be presented to you in a few minutes recommends that we fund the lease for the 2016, for the year 2016 for the Anchorage LAO. This gives us time to negotiate a purchase price with the owners of the Anchorage LAO. It gives us the time to get it right. So we will attempt to enter negotiations with the owners for purchase of the building and the land. As you know, many of the members around this table, it's very important to them that the building and the land be together, and a pretty critical issue for many of the members. We'll work with Alaska Housing Finance Corporation on the purchasing of the building, and we want to engage professionals to negotiate this contract with us. I've spoken with the owner's representatives, and they indicated the owners would still be interested in selling the Anchorage LAO. But, of course, we have to negotiate for the land as well as the building. Then, eventually, this matter will come back to the Legislative Council with a purchase price. If the Council agrees with the purchase price, then the legislature will remain in the LIO pending legislative action, of course. If the Council does not agree with the purchase price on that amount, and if the owners have not been willing to negotiate, then we really must consider use of the non-appropriation clause we have in our contract in our lease for the 2017 budget year and evaluate state-owned office building space that might be available to us. I should say the Commission Administration has been enormously helpful, forthcoming, willing to work with us, and patience in this entire process. Representative Heron, if we could have a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move and ask unanimous consent that due to the state's serious and sudden revenue shortfall and deepening budget concerns, Legislative Council instructs the Operating Budget Conference Committees to go with the House numbers for 716 West 4th Avenue, the Anchorage LAO, for FY 2016 to provide Legislative Council a period of time to analyze its options, and directs the Chair of the Legislative Council report back on the following: purchasing 716 West 4th Avenue building and land, requesting advice from the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation on purchasing 716 West 4th Avenue, evaluating state-owned office building space for the legislature.
Thank you, Richard Mayor, and I will object for purposes of discussion. Any comments, concerns, or issues anyone might bring up? Yes, please, Representative Keto.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I think I do have a concern. We have a unique opportunity, I think, here with the availability of office space in the Atwood building. We do know that the cost savings will be significant even in the first year. I do have a concern that when we are cutting the education or proposing to cut the education budget, when we are cutting many aspects of early childhood education, proposing to cut public radio, that we as a legislature need to also look at our house and find ways where we can be efficient. And I do have a concern that while the building that we do have is the building that we asked for, I recognize that the building we do have is very nice space for the legislature. I do have a concern that as we are telling everybody else to tighten up their belts because we don't have a lot of money, that we as a legislature then will be occupying the most expensive building in Anchorage. So I do have concerns about the process going forward, because we do end up with a situation where we may, as a purchase, spend almost as much as we would on a 10-year lease, and we do have a unique opportunity that I hope would be available in a year, but there obviously is a possibility it would not be, because I'm sure the state would like to fill the space that they have vacant at this time.
Thank you, Representative Kito. Further discussion? Just in response, in response to that, we are all concerned about that issue, obviously, about the legislative budget. We have made other cuts to the legislative budget, quite substantial cuts. It was just a very difficult in the time we have to move forward on this particular issue. It just is a complex issue, and I hesitate to ask you to make a snap decision without having all the facts in front of us. Further comments? Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I really hate to even go down that path. I want to commend you and Pam and him for trying to look at ways to control the spending of the legislature and the money that we're in charge of. I think all of us know that we can go through, if we want to talk and we want to disparage other areas of the state, we can all go through that, and we can pick out some little program that we think is near and dear to folks in your district. I think it's commendable that we move forward with the program that you've discussed. I think there's many concerns around this table and across this state on if the legislature failed to approve the rental agreement that we have with the building owners on 4th Avenue, what type of liability does that open us up to? I know that we've heard from our lawyer, and Doug and him have give us their best insight, but we don't know if that's exactly what would happen or not. I think that, we owe it to the legislature to we are ledge council, we are in charge of things like this, and we need to make sure that we are doing the right thing for Alaska. And I don't know if buying that building is the best option that's out there. It was discussed last year. It may have been a great time to buy it last year. I think it's a good move to put AHFC in charge of it, because I think AHFC can bring us back a valued report on whether that makes sense for the state to own a building versus leasing or renting another building. So, Mr. Chairman, I think that you're on the right track. I think that we need to make sure that the move that we make is the correct move, and that we are in charge of the people of Alaska's money. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I appreciate all your work.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Millett.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate it. And I also want to echo the speaker's comments about thank you, Pam, for doing all your hard work, and Katrina and your staff, and Senator Stevens. I think we are doing exactly what we're doing with every other piece of the budget. We are looking at our own house. We've been looking at our own house now for a couple of months on this issue. And I think one of the things that I will say is we should do due diligence on this, like, as you've suggested, just like we do due diligence on every other budget cut that we make. I think further on this issue is just the liability that we would incur if we do not negotiate our lease in a different way, or if we break our agreement, binding agreement, after a building that we told the builder exactly what we wanted, the time frame that we wanted it in. So I think it will give us a lengthy time to talk amongst ourselves and with other experts in the field about what it means to break that contract, if we'd get into a deeper fiscal problem, if we got into a long-term lawsuit over this issue. I don't think that would be good for the state either. But one thing that I did want in your motion to add is that you said you were going to evaluate the government-to-government transition to the Atwood building. Are you also going to look at other avenues in Anchorage for cheaper lease space, not just the Atwood, but other areas? I believe that we had talked about some other space, that the Sunshine Mall, a couple other buildings that were available at a lower lease rate than the Atwood building.
In talking with you earlier, you mentioned that there might be some city-owned municipal property.
Right.
I think that should be included in, I mean, that certainly would be included in other options for us. The motion does not include going out for an RFP, for example, and looking for a best price. In dealing with the Atwood building specifically, I don't think anything could compare to that in price, in the low price we would get. But certainly be willing to look at others along the way.
Okay, great. Thank you. That satisfies me.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, discussion?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. In our conversations, I do appreciate this approach. The analogy I'll use is we're not going to jump off the building. We're going to take the stairs down and do it our due diligence. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Herron. Further discussion? Then we'll go to a roll call vote, please.
Senator Meyer.
Yes.
Senator Coghill.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
Senator Huggins.
Yes.
Senator McKinnon.
Yes.
Senator McGuire.
Yes.
Representative Chenault.
Yes.
Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Representative Keto.
No.
Representative Millett.
Yes.
Representative Newman.
Yes.
Let's see. Representative Thompson.
Yes.
Vice Chair Herron.
Yes.
Chair Stevens.
Yes.
13 yeas, 1 nay.
Thank you. The motion passes. And thank you for all being here. We're adjourned.
Almost.